Jeff, we have obviously myself, President Paul, Bill, the Vice President, Chelsea, and Desiree, the other council members couldn't attend, but...
How did you sneak by? Sorry.
It's okay, all good.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sorry, I forgot your name again.
Stan.
Stan, okay, thanks. So just to kind of go through everything, you requested the hearing. Just in respect to the hearing, obviously, we'll give you the time that you need, 15 minutes. Just respect, obviously, the format and the content.
Yep.
Just correct me if I'm wrong, but based on your email and your reason for this council meeting, it was regarding the interaction that you had with James, as well as the bylaw letter that was sent to you on September 23rd, 2024, with a response as well. Obviously there was some back and forth on that, and you wanted to discuss that. And so this is your opportunity to do that. So you have 15 minutes.
Sure.
If we have any questions, we'll let you, afterwards, we'll do that. And then we will give you a written response within 7 days after the fact.
Okay, so. All right, Stan's gonna speak on my behalf.
The floor is yours.
Okay.
Yeah, so the first thing I wanna let you guys know is we are making audio recording. This is just mostly gonna be me talking, so I'm recording myself. If any of you are, so everyone is fine with that.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we're not gonna say anything scandalous, so. All right, so basically I'm going to talk about the bylaw infraction letter and some of the circumstances around that and a few other things as well. So we had requested to have this meeting in person, and we requested it without the presence of Jameson. And there's a specific reason for that, which I will get to. So I have a question actually before I start speaking. Do you mind if I stand?
No, go ahead.
Okay, I just find
it. It's okay.
I find it easier to speak if I'm standing, because it feels like I'm, like, in speaking mode.
Yeah.
No, that's fine. Wherever you feel comfortable.
All right.
Thank you.
And I promise not to gesticulate wildly, but I will have my notes for reference. Okay, so I want to cover a couple of different topics. The first thing is the idea that we were targeted by Jameson. Now, we know that originally there was a building inspection, and I can't remember if the original building inspection was done by Jameson and you as well, Bill. Did you accompany him on that original building inspection, or do you recall?
We'll ask questions after, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I'll make a note of that. I'll tell you.
Right. Okay. And so after the initial building inspection, obviously we weren't being targeted at that point, but our unit was noticed, the patio was noticed, and then James came back and took some photographs. From that point, it became clear to us that we felt that we were being targeted, and there are a couple of reasons for that. Okay, so we have a bit of a history with Mr. Jameson. We had filed a complaint directly to Key Pacific some time back regarding his conduct. And we know that Jameson saw that, because Key Pacific's solution was to have him cold call us and say, what's the problem? He also knows about the petition that called for the cancellation of the contract with Key Pacific. And again, that was because of his conduct. We've regularly sent him notices about being late with the council meeting minutes, often days, weeks, sometimes months. And he does not like when people do that. He certainly did not seem to like it when we did it. And the other thing that relates more directly to the violation itself. So in order to get around to the back of our building, the 244 building, you have to go past a corner unit. And the space in there is very tight. So when you walk past the unit, you have to look directly at the patio. On that patio, there is a big stack of tires and there's a bunch of propane canisters. This is an obvious violation. Was that owner notified by Jameson? Did they receive a bylaw infraction letter? No. If you stand in the courtyard and just look around at units, you can easily, trivially find many units that are very obviously in violation. Did any of those people get bylaw infraction letters? No. We were the only ones. And this matches a pattern of Jameson's behavior. So I want to move on now to the letter that he sent us. Mr. Jameson, he talked about a grow-op that was entirely invented by him. There is no evidence of a grow-op. He said in the letter to us that it might, you know, take the interest of the city police, which is obviously an intimidation tactic to scare us. So he apparently didn't call the police, but he did call the New Westminster Fire Department, and he reported a fire hazard. Again, this is an invention of Jameson. There is no evidence of a fire hazard. In fact, we were home when the two firefighters came by. They were bumbling around the property. They had no idea where to go, what they were looking for. I found them out on Allen Street, and I brought them over to our patio. And I said, feel free to take photos. We let them take photos of our patio. We had nothing to hide. We talked to them. They confirmed there was no fire hazard. They said that they would file a report with the department. That report would be made available to Jameson. And they also confirmed that they do not enforce strata bylaws. That would be up to the council. So in the fire department report, we got a copy of it. We made a Freedom of Information request. The name of the person the report went to was redacted, but we saw the rest of the report. And in that report, they mentioned that there was a projector screen on the patio, held in place by a magnet, and there were a large number of items on the patio. Jameson referenced the fire department report in the next council meeting minutes. He said there was an enclosure. There was no enclosure. He said there was an excessive number of items. There was not. It was reported as a large number. There's a very distinct difference. He was deliberately misstating what was found in the report to make it look worse, and this is another typical MO of Jameson. He constantly twists the words around to suit whatever his agenda is. Now, another thing is, when we got the actual bylaw infraction letter, Mr. Jameson included Jeff's denial of a grow-up. This was after the fire department report, where Jameson could see clearly there was never a grow-up. It was entirely an invention. There's no reason to include Jeff's denial in the official bylaw infraction letter except to raise suspicion and make him look back. Well, why are they mentioning a grow-up? It would be the same thing as someone going around and putting on the community board of every building here. James Jameson confirmed that he does not beat his wife. I mean, technically that's true, but the only reason to put something up like that is to dirty the reputation of the person mentioned. And we felt that that was the exact same thing he was doing here. All right, so I want to turn now away from our specific patio and the letters he sent to us and the notice that was sent out to all owners about patio compliance. So when Jameson sent out this notice, he managed to do something that no one else has done, as far as I can recall, living here at Copperstone. And that is, he has upset and angered probably a majority of owners. We've had people talk to us, and they are confused, they are upset, and they are angry. And they are angry at you. It's very easy to lose someone's trust, and it is extremely difficult to get it back. Jameson, and this isn't even the only thing in recent months. There are other items as well. There's the gate and the way that was handled. So before going any further, I want to do a little quick audiovisual presentation. Well, there's no audio. They're just pictures. Give me just a moment here, and apologies if it's difficult for anyone to see. Yeah, you might need it. Okay. So what I'm going to show you here, we took some photographs of patios that were in violation of their current bylaw. Now, our purpose in showing these photos is to not give you a catalog to reference. We just want to sort of demonstrate the scope of what we're looking at, okay? What is that? No, I want to cancel. Okay, so...
That's fine, everyone can see it.
All right. So I'm going to go through these fairly quickly, and I'll explain why when I'm done. So every time you see a red arrow, that is one patio that is in violation, okay? Those are the tires. Okay. So the number that I just showed you is 90. There are 90 units that are in violation. That's the minimum number because there are some patios, just the angle is such that we can't say for sure. And if we weren't sure, we didn't count the unit. So that shows you the scope of the issue. So Jameson, we think that there's a distinct possibility that Jameson sent this notice out to the owners as a way to cover for him targeting us, because now he's treating everyone equally. So he can't be targeting us. And here's one of my biggest concerns. This letter, as far as I know, was sent out without your approval or knowledge. You found out about it after the fact. Is that correct?
I have to look
at that. Let's look at that
later. Let's look at that later. Yeah. I don't want to comment on that because
Okay, so
you mean the letter that was sent to you?
No. Or after the fact.
I'm talking about the notice that Jameson sent to all owners, giving them 20 days to make their patio compliant, and then inspections would follow. Okay. He sent that out without your approval or your knowledge. That should never happen.
Okay, we're not saying whether we did or we didn't. We have to look at that information because I can't honestly recall that. So.
Yeah, you know, the fact that you can't recall tells me that it's probably what happened. But I'll take that into consideration. But if that is what happened, it should never happen. And I do know for a fact that this has happened before, where Jameson has sent out stuff without your knowledge, without approving it, getting it approved first. Okay, and I want to remind you, Jameson is a contractor. He is paid to work for Copperstone, for the owners, for the tenants, and for you, for council. And he has inverted that. You work for him. And the reason he does these things is because there's no consequences. There's no repercussions. There are no guardrails for his behavior. He does what he wants. What he wants is money. He wants power. He wants control. If he gets those things, he's quote-unquote happy. And you give him those things because you let him do what he wants. You approve what he wants. But the problem with doing that is that one day he may do something that could get you into legal trouble. Or just something bad. Not even something legally wrong. And you are ultimately the ones who are responsible, not Jameson. If things got so bad here, if he did something, what he would probably do is he would go to Key Pacific and say, I don't think the contract with Copperstone is working out anymore. We should terminate it. 2 months later, the contract would end. He would be gone, and you would be left to clean up whatever mess he left for you. He wouldn't care, because he doesn't care about the people who live here. He doesn't care about the owners. the tenants, renters. He doesn't care about you. He doesn't care about council. You are tools that he uses to get what he wants. And the moment he no longer finds any of you useful, he will cast you aside. And if you challenge and oppose him, he will target you and he will harass you. This is a pattern I have seen in his behavior over and over and over. I have talked to many owners. I have seen letters that he has written, letters you probably haven't seen, that owners shared with us. The most disgusting, unprofessional, unethical pieces of garbage. It is actually shameful what he sends out to people, accusing them of things they've never done. Accusing them, including photographs of the people in an email to intimidate them. I know where you are. I know who you are. And as I said, you are ultimately responsible for everything he says and does. How many letters has he sent out that you have no idea he's written? How many actions has he taken? You have no idea what he's done. And if someone has an issue with Jameson and his conduct, and they want to complain to you, to council, how do they do that? The only open venue to contact is through Jameson. Do you think if someone had a serious accusation against his behavior and sent it to him that he would just happily pass it along to you? I know he's kept emails to himself. I know he has selectively sent emails to certain people and not to others.
Sorry, you have 2 minutes left.
You know, Paul, if I go over by 2 minutes, I'll ask for another hearing.
We have Grace
so
coming.
Back off.
We have Grace coming shortly. So
yeah, I know. I've talked to her.
Yeah, I know you have. So I'm just telling you.
Look, instead of wasting time, let me finish.
I'm not let you go.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm almost done.
Okay, perfect.
Okay? I want to get back to the letter. Actually, the document that Jameson sent out to the owners. So as I showed you, there are at least 90 units that are not in compliance. Why is that? It's because council ignored the issue for so many years. There are people who said, I've had stuff on my patio for 10 years. No one complained, no one said anything. And out of the blue, people are told they have 20 days to comply, and then there will be inspections. The idea of inspecting and going after 90 owners is ludicrous. That would be a colossal waste of time and money and effort that could be better spent by council on more pressing matters, on more urgent matters, on things that are more important to the people who live at Copperstone. And the thing I want to remind you of is Copperstone isn't just three buildings. It is a community of people who live here. This is their home, and they want their home to be a nice place. This is not how you make a nice place. Bringing the hammer down on people like this out of the blue, that's not how you build a community. That's how you poison it. I understand the desire to want to enforce bylaws, but you also have to be practical, and you have to be reasonable and compassionate. Those are things that Jameson will never deliver to you, because all he wants to do is punish. He would love to spend his time writing 90 infraction letters. That would delight him. Council has abdicated its moral authority to enforce the bylaw by letting it get to the point where at least 90 units are no longer in compliance. Now, there are safety concerns, because obviously you don't want people storing anything that could be a legitimate fire hazard, right? Or anything, any sort of dangerous materials, or someone has a pet tiger or something. So we have a proposed solution. And I want to say, I'm almost done.
Okay.
I want to say that the proposed solution, we're not making the solution because we have been targeted, because we've received a bylaw infraction letter, because we could be fined. It has nothing to do with us. This is something that we think is a good solution for Copperstone. And our solution is this: for you, council, to put together an owners committee of, say, 3 to 6 people, get those people a time frame to work with. If they need more time, they can always come back and ask for time. And have them look at the existing bylaw and see if they can revise the bylaw to make it better reflect what Copperstone is today, what it is now. This would obviously mean that people would probably end up with an expanded list of items that they could keep on their patios. And I think that's a reasonable thing to do. And they would obviously take into account certain things like fire hazards, which I mentioned, anything that could be dangerous, and you know, you don't want to allow those things. You would want to keep in mind the load for patios that are not on the ground floor. It obviously cannot hold as much. And if people wanted to make modifications, like alterations to their patio that would involve, you know, actual construction, they would still need to go to council to get that approved. So all of that would be taken into account. Once this committee was done, they would come to you with the proposed revised bylaw. And then if you felt it was worthy, then you would turn it into a resolution that would be presented at the next AGM for owners to vote on. And if it passed, it would take effect once it's entered into the land registry. The final thing I would add is, if you did do this, that in the meantime, you would not obviously take action against any current owners, except in the case where you know there's a fire hazard, then by all means, send them a letter and say, you've got some material on your deck that could constitute a fire hazard. You know, please remove it within X amount of time. And I think most people are going to be reasonable on stuff like that. Because, you know, if you've got like a dozen butane tanks sitting on your patio, it's probably not a good idea. Also the tiger. So that's about it. So I want to thank you for giving us this time to speak. I want to thank you for letting us go a little bit long, and I want to apologize for getting a little tense.
No, it's okay. I get it.
I'm
okay.
A little nervous.
I understand. Yep.
So basically, that's it. So just a quick summary. You know, we think this proposed solution is a good way to deal with this in a way that's going to make most people happy. And that's it. Now I'm going to sit again. So if you... You're now free to...
I honestly think those are good ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very well presented.
I think you presented that well. Yeah, so, sorry.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think so too. I just want to clear one thing up.
Yeah.
There's no intention of going to your suite. I had no idea where your suite was.
No, I'll let you finish.
The reason I was with Mr. Jameson that day was, one, to measure from some appropriate area, like a vent. That's why we were along that bend, to the wall.
Right.
Because we were concerned about where does the wall end as far as the parkade, and that was more parkade lighting.
Right.
The second reasoning was trying to get to an end unit there that had a patio, two concrete patios that were abrupt, and they'd come up, and they'd had a, we had a an estimate on it, and it seemed like really overwhelming, so we just thought, let's do a site visit to that. That's the only reason, because it is infringing in there, and it is getting close, but it is...
Yep.
Still limited common property, if you want to say it,
right?
Right?
Yeah.
And I wasn't going around looking at suites at that
right.
point. So that's probably why I didn't see some that were like, oh, look at, you know.
Yeah.
So that wasn't the purpose of that day, and it wasn't his purpose. I can just speak for myself being with him, because he's quite surprised.
Yeah, no,
But he took the photos there, and he...
Yes.
Coming back to the letter, we thought that it wasn't... that it had to be frank with everyone. As far as, you know, as you just said, look at all that was going on. So that was the purpose of that letter that was sent out. But I'm going to still leave my comments until we've really looked at minutes.
Right. Okay. And yes, I do understand that, you know, I do not think, Bill, that you would ever target us or any other owner. And like I said, I heard that it was an initial building inspection, and I believe that. I believe that at that point, there was no targeting. So I'm fine with that. Once he knew who had that unit, once he knew it was us, I think things changed. But at that point, Bill, you were no longer even part of it, so.
I just have one clarifying question. Can you give me like a rough time frame of when the photos were taken that you shared?
The photos that Jameson took?
No, sorry, the ones you shared.
In the last couple of days.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. So they're very current.
So like late October 2024
Yeah, some of them were taken today.
Perfect, thank you.
Yeah.
So is there any other things that you want us to address besides these two action items that you mentioned to us?
At this time, no. We wanted to just focus on the patios.
Okay.
Because partly we wanted to explain our position. We wanted to present that proposal. That was very important to us. And we also wanted to shine some light, in our opinion, on the issues, the concerns we have over Mr. Jameson.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fair.
Okay.
So we'll give you guys a response within the next 7 days.
Okay. Is it 7 or 14?
James said it was 7.
Okay. If it takes you 14, that's fine. We don't mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
And just to get back to you, if you want the name of the Strata director, I don't know if that was shared to you, who basically is James's boss. I
mm-hmm.
can give that to you right now if you like.
Okay.
The email address. So
sure.
It's bill@quaypacific.com.
Bill?
Bill. Be just literally
like
Bill.
Okay, like
not
Bill.
Not me.
Not
me.
Not
like
Bill.
But like
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
I said Ray. It's actually Key.
Yeah.
Sorry. Key Pacific. I was getting it wrong.
Okay.
So it's bill@keypacific.com.
Okay. I will remember that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you
for your time.
Thank you guys.
Thank
so
you.
And perfect. 57.
Okay, great. So thank you again for your time and good luck with Grace.
Thank you guys.
I'm a little disappointed about this tiger now. I've heard that there was a chicken at one point.
Oh, I actually wouldn't buy it.
Correct.
Urban chickens are a big thing for them. I'm not sure if they still are.
I feel like the rats in the U.S. probably took down any chickens.
Yeah.
The rats make up for it all.
Okay.
All
right.
Thank you. Okay, thanks, guys.
Should, I guess you'll come out and get it.
Yeah, just tell her up. Give us 5 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll let her know.
Thanks.
If she's out there.
That's not a bad little space. Come on in. You have a bench to sit on. They said give them about 5 minutes.
Okay.
We ran like just slightly long, so but we'll fill you in later.
But you know what? I have to go to work.
Okay.
Yeah, I
forget
to go
to
something,
so
I
want
to go. Okay.
Right.
And then I
will
come back. Okay.
All right.
We
go right across, right?
Yeah, straight across.
That went super loud. I mean, I did get a little tense when Paul said I had 2 minutes left, but I recovered.
Yep, I gave you a little tug on the leg.
Yeah.
Because that's the whole thing, that you get, you know, sometimes you just need to get grounded.
Yeah.
And you did that a lot for me.
Yeah.
You know?
And
we don't see ourselves because we don't see ourselves.
Yeah.
And I can see the expressions of Bill and Paul.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just thought, ooh, okay, just plug in the pad leg.
But I mean, they did say they were receptive to the idea.
Yes.
Because yeah. I mean, it is a good idea.
Oh, most certainly. Most certainly. And it's a fair way to do it.
Yeah, because
it's a fair way.
It doesn't mean people are going to be able to do whatever they want.
That's right.
But it'll be more flexible than what it is now.
Yeah.
And they don't have a plan right now anyway.
Yeah.
Why not give them one?
Why not give
them one? I think I did a fairly good job.
Oh, you did very well. Very well.
Attacking, highlighting the issues with...
Yeah.
And now we have his manager's name now too. Yeah. Well, I think Phil is one of the people that signed that letter that went to Grace.
Oh, okay.
The thing is, I don't think it's worth. Oh, and it's still recording.
All right. So is mine. Recording.
I mean, like I said, most.